Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Going to give our Round 7 Supercoach review, just going through the scores and talking about guys that stood out to us from each and every game. Recording this on Monday morning now, so I'm pretty sure all the updates are done and dusted. Not a great week for us, classic-wise. We scored 1,009. I know what you're thinking, oh, you poor bugger, you're Captain Caelan Ponga. No, we didn't. I actually thought I was having a decent week, and then we got to the end of the week, and I had a look at everyone else's scores and whatnot and realised, ooh, didn't go that great. Didn't have a train wreck. There's a lot of 900 and sub scores out there, but yeah, considering I didn't fall into the KP trap, I thought I would have had a much better week than what I did. I ended up taking a punt late, posted in the Roo Crew, explained my logic. My logic ended up being complete and utter bullshit. So I deserve everything I get for that this week. But I ended up captaining Val Holmes. Went for a little pod play. Thought the Cowboys and the Sharkies game would be a high-scoring affair. It certainly was a high-scoring affair, but the Cowboys didn't get off the bus. So my two options were Val Holmes and Nicho Hynes. So that's really fucking costly. Cost me beating Tim this week, which hurts. But it just cost me a lot of points overall as well, which was a real fucking stinger. So if I would have just not outthought the room and gone with Hynes. We always joke that Joey Manu is the worst thing to ever happen to Timmy. Completely fucks him. Mate, the volatile relationship that me and Nicho Hynes have is second to none. It is incredible stuff. So 1,009 for me this week. Tough little gig there. Probably won't go down, or might go down a little bit, but I think I'll probably do okay because of all the KP captains that are in that top echelon. But yeah, not ideal. All right. Let's have a look at the first game. Roosters and the Melbourne Storm. We'll start with the Chooks. Joey Manu at centre, 68. Looked great. Angus Crichton, 52. Pretty happy with that coming into the side. I think he's got more attacking upside to come. The big thing is that he played his 80 minutes. Tedesco, 41. Terrell May, another kick in the dick, 37. Do not love that. For the Melbourne Storm, Eli Katoa top scored there, 85 Supercoach points. Husey, 73. Very good. The big talking point, though, Sean Blaw, 68 Supercoach points. Had a line break assist in there. Sure, let's take that off him. That puts him on 60 Supercoach points. Had a very, very good game, Blore, and a guy that I will be considering bringing in very soon. He looked great. Might have missed the boat a little bit, but yeah, he looks so good that I'll be seriously considering bringing him in. Harry Grant, 56, doesn't quite reward owners. Doesn't punish them, but definitely doesn't reward them. Ryan Pappenhausen, a disappointing 52. The big news, though, Joe Chan, if you've got him sitting on your 2RF, bench still, 42. He will start to generate some cash now, which is nice to see. Probably hold him for another 2 weeks or so, and then we can move him on to someone else. Cam Munster, 37. No one else really relevant outside of that. Let's move to the Dragons game. Benny Hunt, top scorer here, 118. Had a massive game. Zach Lomax ended up on 82. I think he finished on about 93, downgraded to 82, which hurt. Also, didn't get that try at the end, which would have pushed him into the 100 category. Ravalawa, 80. Who else went good here. Sloan, 63. Tommy Eisenhuth, 56. I think he made 56 tackles, Tommy Eisenhuth. Jack DeBellin, 43. Outside of that, no one to really talk about. Kyle Flanagan, I assume you've all sold him by this point. 21 points there. For the Wars, Chance at fullback, 77. AFB, 73. All in base. Love to see it. SJ crashed over for the first try to get 68 Supercoach points. Tohu Harris, 62. Dallin Matenis-Lesniak got a try for you motherfuckers late to cash in a 61 there for DWZ. Mitchy Barnett, 56. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, 47. Don't know what quite to do with Roger. He's not costing me, but I just feel like we could do a little bit better there. Tomato Martin, 29. The stats did warn you this week that Tomato Martin could go a little bit lower over the next few weeks, but if you cash him in, you're still going to make fantastic coin off him there. Jackson Ford, a 29. I think he had two runs the entire game. Very unlike Jackson Ford. All right, let's move to the Parramatta Eels and the Finns. The Finns winning this one, 44 points to 16. We'll start with the Dolphins. Jack Bostock, 131. If you held him, full credit to you. My boy, Maxi Plath, 94. Love to see it. Two meat pies. Trey Fuller, 87. JMK, if you're a JMK owner, he finally rewarded you this week, 79. Isaiah Katoa, 79. Had a fucking blinder of a game, just quietly. Josh Kerr, 70. Nice for you owners off the pine there. Isako, 58. Outside of that, not a stack to talk about from that game from a Supercoach point of view. But if you held Jack Bostock, you're going to make a heap more bicky, and hopefully got you a good score on the weekend as well. Would have been brave to play him. But yeah, you get rewarded for that sort of bravery. Will Pensini scored a try, 89. Sean Lane scored a try for 64. That is fucking rank. Dylan Brown also scored a try in junk time to score a 60. Also pretty rank. Hopgood, 53. Joey Lussick, 51. You'll take it. Bryce Cartwright, 38. Clint Gutherson, 33. Looks like he's got an injury. So if you had him as a pod player the last few weeks, that's going to hurt you. Outside of that, Blaise Talangi got a 12. I think you'll make cash this week, but you're going to have that 12 in his rolling average, which isn't ideal. So it might be a case of sell Blaise this week. I haven't had a good look at his numbers and whatnot, but I would imagine that's not ideal. All right, Super Saturday, the Penrith Panthers, 22 points to 6 over the West Tigers. Isaiah Yeo, top scored here, 90 Supercoach points with a try. Dylan Edwards, the pod play, just keeps doing the damn thing. Taruva, 74. Alamotti, 72. Very good game by him. What else have we got here? Isaac Tungo, 58. You'll take it. Brian To'o, 49. What else have we got? Who else is relevant from this game? No one else really relevant from the Penrith Panthers side there. No one else really jumping out. Liam Henry, I guess. Obviously, he's done making his cash and whatnot. 27 Supercoach points with Fisher Harris back. Bateman, top scored for the Tigs, 87. Isaiah Papali'i, 63. Samuel Fine, who's a fucking weapon, 61. God, he's a good player coming off the bench. Outside of that, Stefano, 39. Appy, a disappointing 36 to get Penrith, though. So you put the line through it. Lockie Galvin, 35. Similar. No one else to really talk about there that is Supercoach relevant. Let's move to the Gold Coast Titans and the Manly Seagulls. Seagulls getting it done, 34 points to 30. For the Seagulls, top scorer, Jason Saab, a couple of meaties. Tommy Turbo, 86. My God, we will take 86. When he was on 40 after about 4.5 seconds, I was shitting myself. We will take that as a non-owner. That's a huge little win there. Ola Kawatu, 81. Ethan Bullimore, 62. DCE, 55. Tanner Paseka, 51. Lodge returns with a 44. Brooksy, a 41. Outside of that, no one else to really touch on there. Ruben Garrick, I know a lot of people went him as a pod, a disappointing 38 in a high-scoring affair there. For the Titans, Dave Fifita comes off the bench, plays 60, scores a try, 86. He's a freak. He's really not going to lose that much cash, which is devastating. AJ Brimson, 67 at fullback. Jermaine Jola, 52, does the job again for you owners out there. I wish he would have started just a little bit cheaper. Outside of that, nothing else to really touch on. Cleese Haas, 17. Bo Fermor, 49. Yeah, nothing else to really take away from that Titans clash with the Manly Seagulls. Broncos, 34-10 over the Canberra Raiders. Reece Walsh, top scores here, 110. Very, very classy performance. Ezra Mam, 95. Selwyn Cobbo, if you're a Selwyn Cobbo owner as a pod play, he finally gets rewarded. He's been playing much better footy, Selwyn Cobbo, than what his Supercoach scores and stats have been saying. 82 there, nice little try. Ricky, 80. Paddy Carrigan, 71, just keeps doing the damn thing. I thought Corey Jensen was really good, 52 Supercoach points. Xavier Willison, 47, he's going to keep turning over Bicky for us. Jesse Arthurs, 37. Katoni Staggs, injury for a 35. Nothing else to really touch on from the Broncos. For the Canberra Raiders, Simi Sasagi top scored. Nice little try that he scored, 79. We tipped him as an ATS at $11.50. Hope you got on there as our little smoky. Josh Papali'i, 65. Ata Mariota, 63. Mariota, not bad. 63, you'll take it. Joe Tarpanay, 59. Savage, 51. Just keeps turning the gears. Morgan Smithies, 45. Played really limited minutes in that game. I think he only played 37 minutes or something. Who else have we got? Danny Levi. Hey, 30. How fucking good. Amazing from Danny Levi. Considering that how capable he is of getting a score in the teens, we'll take that. Ethan Strange, 30. Chevy Stewart, 17. The big news here, though, Jamal Fogarty out. It's really going to hurt these Canberra Raiders boys over the next few months. Hopefully weeks, but it sounds like months. Let's move to the Doggies. 36 points to 12 over the Newcastle Knights. Kiraz, top scorer here, 101, rewarding owners there. Matty Burton, 80. Reed Marnie, 84. Connor Tracy, 71. Sammy Hughes, fuck me, 68 Supercoach points. I don't like this guy. He's really fisted me in Supercoach. I don't like him because I made poor moves around him. Shout out to all of you that have still held him. He's done well for you. Bronson Zeri, 64. Josh Curran does the damn thing, 59. Fox, 59. Maxi King, back in the squad, 54. Viliami Kikau, 47. Hutcho, 38. Jamin Salmon, 43. Got through a stack of work in defence. Nothing else to really touch on there with Canterbury. For the Knights, Kai Pearce-Paul had a late try assist that bumped him up to top scorer, 84. Lucas Cross for an 81. Outside of that, the big probably talking point, Jaden Brayley, 48. There's an option here to go to Brayley. I wasn't overly convinced last week, but maybe it is an appealing one. If you went to Wala as a pot a few weeks ago, 36. Jackson Hastings, 31. Greg Marshew, 30. Back on the left wing, huge win. He's going to drop a stack of cash over the next few weeks without KP. The moment KP returns, I'm going to buy Marshew for 500, 450, something along those lines. He's going to be very, very cheap. Good God, cheap. Greg the Leg very soon. Caleb Ponga, 14. I think that'll be an injury, so we'll need to make a change there, so we'll have a bit of Bicky to play with. I imagine that'll move KP back down into the sort of like high 800K sort of range, so we'll have a little bit of Bicky to play with there, which will be nice. The late game, Sharkies, 42 over the Cowboys, 6. Nico Hines, top scorer here, 142. Absolutely lit it up, as did Mulatalo, 94. Very, very impressive. Tommy Hazelden keeps doing the damn thing, 69. Who else have we got? Blake Brayley, 57. Kale Itero, no tries. No real attacking points, 53. Very, very good. He'll make good Bicky for us as well, and I think he's just about locked into that spot. Cam McInnes, 46. Britt Nicotter, 41. Stone Street on debut, 41. Sivitalakai, 31 off the bench. Nothing else to really touch on there, but yeah, Itero, a huge win. And if you've been a Mulatalo owner, he's going to be a very, very interesting guy over the next few weeks. One that's going to be a little bit scary not to own. But Hines, back with 142. You fucking love to see it. How good. Shout out to all of you that captained him. That hurt heaps. Cowboys, Tommy Dearden, top scored here, 74. Drinkwater, 57. Thought Drinkwater had a pretty average game, still scored 57 points, one to seriously consider. You've just got to pick the right runs for the Cowboys when they're playing teams that you think they're going to beat, and they might be winning a few games over the next few weeks. I'll be seriously considering going from KP to Drinky this week. Cotter, 55. Val Holmes, 54. The try for kick. Kyle Felt, 52. Robson, 45. Fine Filiaki, 43. We'll take that. Means he won't lose too much money, so we can hopefully make a move on him this week. Outside of that, no one else overly relevant. I'll say this, Valame got 42 Supercoach points in this game, and he really got very few opportunities. I would imagine a lot of that was base. Yeah, outside of that, not much to touch on. Jason Tamalolo, 29, but I imagine most of you guys have sold him. So that's your Supercoach review, guys, going through all the scores, just talking about a bit of the content.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
effects to those scores and whatnot, and what we're thinking about doing moving into the future. Obviously, we'll probably have to trade KP this week. Drinkwater, I'm looking at. There's a few other guys to consider. Obviously, I don't have Tommy Turbo at the moment. So a heap to consider there with that fullback play and probably another forward play that I can make somewhere. But all of our cheapies in the CTWs just keep turning over money, keep producing some bicky for us. We're sitting in a good spot with plenty of moves coming up over the next couple of weeks.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.